May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts bring glory to our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. This morning we celebrate Christ the King Sunday. And Jesus' throne is the cross. And his crown is a crown of thorns. And he came to teach about love and grace and mercy. And he died for our sins so that you and I could spend eternity in heaven. What many will not tell you is that most of his teaching was about the kingdom and sharing what he believed the kingdom would be like. And at one point he said the kingdom would be like a father who provided an inheritance for his son, and one of the sons took all the money early. Conversation went a little like this. You're getting old, but you're not dying fast enough. I'd like all the cash. Open the safe. Give me half. Now, the father knew this. If he gave his son half, there would be half left for his other son and him to live on. Have you ever heard that part? And so his son went away and partied. He made quite a reputation for himself, not in just one or two towns, but several. He knew some people really well. And when he had disgraced himself and the family, he found himself at a pig barn. And only if you've spent a little time in a pig barn do you understand that you can come to yourself real quick in a pig barn. As some of you know, my wife is a vet tech. And one day she came home from the veterinary clinic and she said to me, and some of the women in this room will appreciate this, I would rather work with 200 four-legged women than 6 two-legged ones. And she managed a cow farm for almost 5 years. And then she managed a goat farm. And then eventually she made her way to the pig barn. And I said, are you moving up? She said, I'm responsible for the nursery and we process 800 babies a month. I get to care for babies. Babies. Just babies. Never see the adults. Just babies. But I will tell you that in order to get to the baby ward, you had to go through the adult ward. And that's where you can come to yourself real quickly. Now, the metaphor, obviously, is when you feel like you've hit rock bottom, that's when you usually come to yourself. In the story with Nicodemus, Nicodemus desperately wanted to have a conversation with Jesus. He had come to the rock bottom of his life and he knew that he needed a change in his life, that he needed Christ to renew him. And he was prepared to go to any height in order to get a conversation with Jesus. In the other designated gospel for today, which is that of Christ on the cross, there are two other people on a cross around him, and one turns to him and says, well, hot shot, jump off the cross. Let everybody know how important you are. And in that moment, in his tremendous humility and grace, Jesus stayed exactly where he was for you and me. And the other thief, who knew he would die that day, turned to Jesus and asked for a clean slate, a new beginning, a fresh start. Even in the final moments of his life. And Jesus said, today you'll be in paradise with me. Jesus spoke about the kingdom so often. He says, you know, the kingdom is also like a shepherd who loses one sheep, leaves all the rest to the assistants and goes and looking for that sheep. I don't know about you, but this morning I'm grateful for a Messiah, a Savior, a Lord that goes looking for the one lost person. Just in case that happens to be me or you. You You know, it's an interesting thing. We have no hesitation judging the people on the cross. You messed up. You're a failure. You're a disgrace. Sometimes in our dysfunctional professionalism, in our dysfunctional perfectionism, we're so sure we're better than everybody else. You just need to know that's not how Jesus works. How Jesus works is this. He accepts you the way you are and invites you to grow. This is how Jesus works. His mercy and his grace is so extensive that even if you're in your last moments and you have had more failures than anyone else known to man, he still accepts you in mercy and grace. Now I recall as a teenager going to church, and it was mandated in our house because my father was a politician and we were in the middle of an election, and you know how that goes. All your kids go to church if you're in the middle of an election. Wouldn't want the media to miss that opportunity. And so my dad would say to me on the way home, "Stephen, what did you get out of the service today?" And sometimes I just needed to let him know that I could still rebel. And I would say nothing. I got nothing. Only this is what I need you to do today. I need you to have a takeaway. I need you to have a takeaway that will lift you up, that will encourage you, that will affirm you, that will support you. So here it is. The world said to Jesus, "How much do you love us?" And he said, "I love you this much." Amen.